listener. Listening to Darling Shine, a podcast by myself, Elodie Pullen,
and me, Chloe Fisher.
A place where we ground womanhood's unspoken experiences from grief to fertility and everything in between.
Join us while we transform our pain into power, encompassing all emotions, ugly and beautiful. Darling Shine is your chosen family and your survival kit for the unexpected shit life throws at you.
All right, darling. So in typical Chloe and Elodie form, we did the Bali episode. We answered all the questions that you guys asked us, but then we walked away and we thought, we forgot all the good bits.
The problem was because we wrote all the notes down about like what we have to say, like what were the places we've got to recommend that we went to that we love, and Bali, like top shit. Then top we forgot line. To talk about like the funny shit that happened, which is this classic us. So anyway, here's a part two Bali segment. We had some funny encounters with monkeys. Like, you actually wouldn't believe they are so smart.
Yeah, they're very smart, especially at the villas that we were staying at. So when you first see them, they're, oh my God, so cute. You weren't there this first day. It was me, Richie, Janie and Minnie. And we went to go like check these monkeys out. Mate, you get close to them and then they just bring out their fangs and actually chase you.
They go.
And so Minnie's wigged out. She's all of a sudden gone from being monkey, monkey to like running away. So that was like,
that's not a cat.
Yeah. So then this one day I was sitting in the villa doing some work. No one else was around. We were in the lounge room area. Well, I was. Richie was having a massage in one of the rooms. Janie was working in the other room, and all of a sudden this monkey was at the glass door, and I thought, surely you're not going to open this door. You better believe this monkey starts opening the glass door, and I just happened to be filming at the time, and I've ran up and like basically jammed it in this door.
Nah.
Screaming. Richie's then come out of his massage and chasing the monkey to scare it away from me.
He is so funny. Comes out like naked going like trying to throw a fucking t-shirt at this monkey. But he is a big guy and he came out literally screaming at this monkey, and the monkeys are not scared of us. Like,
no, they're not scared of us.
It's scary how they're so not afraid of us.
Then the massage lady comes out chasing the monkey. Apparently you have to pretend to be slingshotting them, because if you call security, they come down, they have slingshots but not with no rocks or anything in it, just like pretending just pretend. That the motion. The next monkey story that I have
this
for you,
and this is hilarious.
So Paul and I were in a meeting up at the main restaurant, and Olivia, my sister, and her boyfriend and his brother and girlfriend were all minding Minnie for us, and we get a call from my sister while we're up there going, oh my God, a monkey's just stolen Jackson's phone. And I say, quick, call security, they'll come and help. The monkeys come into their villa, literally come past them. They were all sitting at the pool, was not scared of them. The monkeys walked past them, walked past the phones and everything that were on the table at the pool area, into the house, grabbed Jackson's phone, took the phone case off it.
Shut up. Do you reckon they go
and
sell it?
Threw the phone case behind it and just bolted. And so the surf healers are on a cliff. And so, you know, the security is calm. They're trying to look for these monkeys. The phone's been turned off. They're like, it's literally just chucked it off the cliff.
They've turned the fucking phone off. They've hacked. They've somehow figured the code out and turned it off.
So this has happened. And so Olivia's freaking out. Jackson was rattled because he hadn't backed his phone up in a year. So he didn't have iCloud or anything like that. And he runs the family landscaping business and has all the content for social media, and like was just freaking out that was the main problem, this iCloud ship. Anyway, we've come out of our meeting, we've gone down to meet them. Jackson's rattled. About 45 minutes later or an hour later, there was another man sitting out on the edge of the cliff just like watching the sunset. And a monkey comes up behind him and steals his sunnies out of his pocket. And we're like, oh, my God, mate, your sunglasses just got stolen. And so Jackson sort of like run up to this guy to try and help him. And then he's looked and he's like, oh my God, has that monkey got a phone in its hand? And the monkey had come back still holding this phone. This is an hour later.
Do you reckon he made some phone calls?
I don't know. No, so this is what's happened. The monkey, so I called straight away. I was like, don't. So we've all run into the villa, got every single bit of food, chocolate, drinks, coins, money.
Yeah, like bribing
anything
the monkey.
To try and get this monkey. And I was like, just stay back, stay back. The security are going to know what to do. Just don't go near it. Do not scare it, because if it runs, it's going and you're going to not get this phone back.
Fuck off.
So the security comes down with like a whole bunch of bananas, and then this negotiation process starts. All the other ones were coming up, falling for the banana stuff. This one specific one that had the phone literally would not come near the security guard.
It wanted cash.
It wanted cash. I think it wanted cash. It did. It was like, I don't want a banana. This is not part of my negotiation.
No, it's probably like, open up your banking app and transfer me some money before I give you this phone back.
So we've got the video and we'll share it, but basically he had to give him this banana in one hand, and then the security guy kind of like scared it a little bit, so it like went back. The security has done this before. Gave it another banana and it put the phone down, grabbed the other bit of banana, and the security just went in, grabbed the phone, and we were all like, yes.
Oh, we've got to put this video
up. It was just the weirdest thing, because we're thinking, it's gone. So we get the phone back. The monkeys put it in aeroplane mode, which is why.
It's been taught how to make it untrackable.
Straight away. It went straight into aeroplane mode, and also took a bunch of photos and videos of it just climbing rocks and shit. Like, no. Not the monkeys, not in the video, no. But it's just videos of like scaling a rock wall.
It wanted to show Jackson the journey that the phone went on.
But it took the phone guard, like the screen protector, off. It's heaps of bite marks and shit, but got the phone back.
I cannot deal with who is teaching the monkeys how to behave this
They're
way.
They're so smart, man.
They are hustlers, these monkeys. I would not want to go into business with them.
Oh, wowza.
They are fucking
monkey
hilarious.
Monkey madness.
Okay.
There's monkeys and there's snakes, because the second villa that I moved into when Elodie and everyone moved, I was in this little one still at the same surf villas.
And funny I was that just you were like, alone. And like, as soon as we left, you see this.
This is only quite close to where we were staying, just around the, like, on the other side of the yard. And I was like just unpacking and stuff for a few hours in the morning. I thought, yeah, I'll just go sit by the pool, look outside my glass door, and there's a snake on my daybed. And I swear to God, when I did it, it looked at me, and I just thought, I can't leave this villa now. I cannot sit by this pool. When monkeys, at least you can hear them coming. Snakes, give me spiders, give me anything, but do not put a snake near me, because I just can't do snakes.
And we had all bailed and fish had flown
to Saudi Arabia to play the F1.
For like 2 days. So Chloe was just alone locked up in this little villa while I was in Canggu, and she wouldn't leave the villa because of this fucking little snake. But like, that would have been scary, because there was only one bed to sunbake on, and that's where the snake was. Oh, my God. Do you know what? I just had a thought. Maybe it was the monkey that was stealing our undies.
Oh, my God, maybe.
Those motherfuckers.
Yeah, we got undie issues. We had undie issues because Elodie and I obviously only wear Nat V underwear.
And, like, we go to the laundry mat things in Bali, like, every day I'm, like, fucking taking my washing there, because I just like washing my shit all the time. But what we were noticing was we were getting all of our shit back every day or every second day, sans the undies. There's all of our clothes were coming back, but no undies. Are they sniffing them? Are they selling them? What is going on? I want my undies.
Yeah.
Half the time I was just freeballing in Bali. Were you doing that?
No.
I was just like, fuck
it. If you're pregnant, you know, you ain't freeballing.
Yeah, true. That was a dumb fucking question. You're definitely not freeballing. You're wearing fucking proper nappies. Wow.
Tell us this story about Chase and the Pants, sis.
Chase in the Pants.
Chase
was Chase in the Pants.
Actually,
funny like interaction. There was this guy at the sandwich shop that I was going to go get my little chicken sandwich with the gravy. so yum. Oh, and you just dip this sandwich into the gravy, get out. It's the best fucking thing. And then this guy's like, I love your pants. I was like, yeah, yeah. They're Jagger and Stone. And then he like comes in, he's like, let's like connect. Like, you know, let's like, I don't know how to do shit like that these days. Like, how do you like
yeah, dots.
Like, yeah, he's like, do you like, let's get do you have the gram or whatever? I'm like, shit. Like, I don't know that kind of, I don't know how to do that shit. I just like, I don't think I've ever been like.
Is it weird when you hear someone
what do you say?
The gram?
Yeah, the gram. I don't like that. But then I hate if they go, do you have Insta? I'd hate that too.
Just Instagram.
Yeah, just say Instagram. Or do you say, do you have socials? Or do you just say, what's your number? Can I have your number? How about that?
I don't know what I would prefer to do the social thing, because I feel like the social thing, you've still got that one bit of barrier, the numbers like it.
Yeah, that's too close to kind. Yeah. Especially if you're like
old school,
not frothing, but you don't want to be rude. So I was like, you know what, I'll get you on the gram. What are you called?
I don't know why we think this isn't
one bit funny at all. I'm actually more laughing at the chicken sandwich because it's probably my third one that day. But anyway, so I was just sitting alone in there eating my Sanger, and then so this guy was a flatty legend. But the
Kicked
funny
up
part,
the pants that would,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And we were just yarning about the pants, and I was like, they probably look good on it. He's like, would they look good on me? Anyway, that was fucking random chat. Bless him, lovely guy. Anyway, kind of forgot about Chase.
Moral of the story, where we'll get into.
The moral of the story is Richie Penny. Okay, so our brother, our like best mate Richie, who we were staying with the whole time. He flew back to Sydney. So fucking Fish and Richie just flying in and out of Bali like it's nothing else, and we're just staying put. So Richie's flown back to Sydney to like DJ at some weddings, and he's got some gigs on and stuff, and then he comes back like 3 days later. He's like, fuck, is this how the story goes? I've kind of forgotten.
It was sort of a like, you wouldn't believe it. He was somewhere in Sydney and just go, this guy came up to me and said, are you staying at it? Were you just in Bali yesterday with the girl
called Ellen that wears pants?
We're going to have to get Richie to tell that story because that was naughty.
He's like, so I just met some guy called Chase and he said that you'd know him. He's the guy with the pants, with the chicken burger.
Anyway,
shop.
The reason why we think this is funny because it was like a full circle moment that happened within like 3 days, but it was like it happened in Uluwatu. We came home, Elodie told the story to us. Richie's flown home to Sydney. The guy's obviously flown to Sydney as well and bumped into him, and he's put two and two together. It was just a weird full circle moment.
Just like weird small world shit. Like he was at a fucking random joint in Ulus, and then the next minute the same wedding as Richie, and then happened to recognise Richie from like some, anyway, random. But bloody shout out to you, Chase. Sorry we didn't get to hang out, but like love ya. And you should get the pants and also get the chicken burger next time too, because it's way better than what I saw them eating. Wasn't it? Oh my God. But speaking of food, how many Magnums, like the Magnum bill at the Villas that we
There's
stayed at?
There's just something about Bali and eating Magnums.
The almond Magnums in Bali hit different.
They're definitely
the same, but they just hit different.
We had an issue in the fact that the Villa just kept on fully stocking our fridge with Magnums.
They probably stocked us with about 20 a day, but then there still wasn't enough because there's like five of us, and obviously we were all having about four a day each.
Remember one day we asked, oh, can we please get a restock? And they're like, sorry, you've eaten us out of Magnums.
Yeah. I was like, fucking go to Bingen
and get some more Magnums.
But you saw the bill one time when they dropped off.
It was seriously a couple of hundred dollars worth of Magnums.
Just for that day.
Not well.
That week. It was pretty ridiculous, yeah.
You definitely need to get Magnum cut off from the mini bar.
Yeah, we need to be cut off from the Magnum bar, that's for sure. We've got actually this question here. Do we get on each other's nerves? I mean, basically all the time, yeah.
Yeah, I think like whenever we go on trips together, I feel like we have like this quota. We've got this real happy, like the first like probably 10 days is epic. Then we start to no.
Do you reckon
then we
10 days?
Towards the end, we're like a little bit like, you do your thing, let me do my thing. Yeah. Don't bother each other. But then we always come good. Like we just need that little bit of a break, and then
do you reckon 10 days? I reckon it's about 4 days, and we go off.
Oh, you reckon?
So we start. We're so good, and then after a few days, we're a bit like, just don't even fucking look at me. Like just walking, just walking around the villa, but like just don't. just like just steer clear for an hour or something. Just give us some time.
I think Minnie's really, really good, like a really good
buffer.
Icebreaker.
Yeah, she's
like
a buffer.
Usually then we have to deal with something with her, so we have to kind of come back together.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
Look, I mean, but we're not.
No,
we're not attached at the hip, and we're not twins, and we're not.
No.
It would be weird if we loved each other 100% of the time.
Oh, like, and we do love each other 100% of the time, but we're not like, oh my God, so let's get coffee now, then let's get couples massages, and then let's do this.
It's very much
like, hey, I'm doing this, fucking catch you
it's
later.
It's very much like, oh, sick, thanks for ordering me a coffee when you just ordered your own breakfast.
Yeah.
Or my breakfast will come and someone will like come and eat all the food that I've just ordered. I'll be like, cool, why couldn't you order me? It's like, it's that sort of just.
It's that. Yeah, it's not because we're actually off each other for a certain reason. But like, because Fish and I both have like big annoying personalities. So Chloe has to deal with us and she's pregnant. And then me and Fish then get like a bit off each other sometimes too. Like,
everyone has blues.
We both click.
We actually called ourselves the clickers by the end of the trip.
Yeah, we're the clickers.
Our family, like not just us, but Janie and Richie. There was some decent
snap
clicking
a
episodes.
Lot, and sometimes I think there's some private snapping going on.
Like there was tears.
Yeah, there was some teary tears.
There was lots of cuddles. There was lots of
brother.
Clicks. When someone organises something and people try and pull out, that's the main click.
Oh, my God.
That's the main clickiness.
What was it that fucking I don't even know if you were there for this, but Richie had organised. Oh, my God, I am the biggest jerk ever. Okay, so we have our friend in Bingen, Ulu area called Yana. She's awesome. So we hang out with her when we're around. And she works at Mason. Like, we just see her a lot. She loves Minnie. And then I don't know if you were there for this, but Richie had organised with Yana to go do paddleball, which is like pickleball, but it's paddleball. It's a bit different.
And
it's fun.
Someone also asked where that was, and it's called Island Paddle.
Yeah, it's up in like Ulu. It's so good. Like, just we actually did it on the last day, which was dumb. We should have been doing that every day because it's such good exercise and like fun. And like, we just were smashing
Manny
the ball.
I brought Manny Petty that day.
We were just smashing the ball at each other. It was hell fun. But like not a bite. Like Jana's trying to make us like play by the rules, and I'm like,
no,
bitch.
Anyway,
we don't
tell the
play by
story.
The fucking rules. We're hitting this ball however it goes. We're playing happy sack with this thing. Janie was trying to pull out a paddle ball, but then I didn't know. So she was trying to pull out a paddle ball with Richie like behind closed doors.
So he was clicking.
He'd already gone
I've organised this
and going, you're fucking not pulling out because we need four, and you're coming because I've organised this with Yana. Blah blah blah. And then so they've come into me, they're like, oh, you ready for pickleball? We're going to leave in 5 minutes. I've gone, oh, guys, are we still doing that? I kind of have like shit I got to do on my laptop and like I actually got to do some work. So like, nah, and that's like pretty rare for me to say that. And Richie's eyes, Janie's smile just grew. She goes, she's like just knew I was about to get annihilated because she'd just been smashed by Richie for trying to pull out as well. And then she thinks this is hilarious because she knows I'm just about to get, because I'm trying to pull out of it, and he's just, well, fuck, I've organised this with Yana, like you can't. And like, you know, he's not snapping at me like he would with Janie because Janie's his wife.
I read the room
immediately and I was like, jokes, I've got no work to do, just kidding. Coming, ready to go. I'm literally in my shoes. Me and fucking Janie just could not stop laughing at that situation.
So that's a main reason why we click, is because people organise these group things and then slowly people are, yeah, I'm not going to come it's all fun.
It's all fun and games, and it's not that serious. Like, I'll just see, like, me and Fish could just be in an off mood, like either me or him, and I'm like, I just see his
just
energy in the morning and I go, I'm going to stay so far the fuck away from that guy today. Like, I'm just not going to get in his way.
But then everyone comes.
Whatever
through.
I do, I'm going to piss him off and vice versa.
Yeah.
And he's going to aggravate me and I'm going to aggravate him.
Yeah. The clickers.
But like, when you're travelling with people, with this family unit, and we're together staying for 2 weeks, so like you're going to have your ups and your downs, and if you're emotional or whatever, you actually like you can't hide your moods.
No.
Because you're literally in the same house. Whereas like when we're here, I can be up at my house fucking having a meltdown, and if I don't want to bore you with what I'm going through, I'm not going to, and you can do the same thing. Like, although we do when we need to.
Yeah.
But like we can just kind of be our own like, yeah. So then sometimes I'm like, that fucking boat day. Janie had organised that beautiful boat day, which was so good, but I was like, I can't go on this thing because I'm having a shit day today and I just want to cry all day. And I was like, then I felt a bit bad canceling, but then if I came, I was like, I'm going to bring down this vibe and this mood for everyone, not that anyone's thinking this, but I'm like, you're probably all looking at me like, this is a beautiful day. You're lucky enough to be here. You're in Bali. This is a nice boat. Fucking wipe the tears away. Why are you crying?
Basically a circus.
Yeah. But I'm like, I can't help it. And then
you pick your battles and you got to.
Yeah.
So you're not going to, everyone's not going to please everyone every single day. But speaking of Nusselenbogen, we did go on this really sick boat day, which we organised through the villas. They kind of organised it. We went to, the intention was to go surfing and stuff like that, but the waves weren't really on. But
no waves, zero waves.
We had this yummy place called Ohana's,
yeah, that was good.
No stories to tell on the boat. Oh, you guys went snorkelling.
We went snorkelling and like just wish I could have brung Minnie under there because there was full
obsessed
on.
With Nemo.
She's obsessed with Nemo at the moment. And do you know what is even better than Nemo is Finding Dory, which I've been watching like a lot, and that's a good bloody movie. That one is. Dory's actually my spirit animal.
Finding Dory.
That's definitely my claim to fame. I'm 100% Dory. You'd be Nemo, or you'd probably be actually Nemo's dad, the legend that finds him. You'd probably be him. And there is hope for snorkeling these days. Like a lot of the reefs now are fucking dead, but in Nusselenbogen there was a little bit of colourful coral and shit still left, which made me really happy.
Yeah, I didn't go. I'm quite scared of snorkeling.
You didn't want to be under with the fishies, so there was a lot of beautiful fish, and I was just
really
thinking
scared of that.
Minnie would just be going, oh, Mimo, Mimo, Mimo.
So cute. Even when there's even those koi fish, they're called koi fish. What are those ones when there's just ponds and she's just like a obsessed with any fish.
Yeah,
anyway.
She's a bit fishy at the moment. She frosts a fish. The girl loves a fish. Oh, I just really loved that guy at the gym that I met. I must have just been a hot, sweaty mess. Didn't even bloody recognise me. He goes up to fish. He goes, hey, so last year I was here and this complete stranger randomly came up to me and was like, hey, I've finished reading this book. Like I'm going to, you know, hand it on to someone or chuck it out or whatever. Do you want to read it? And he literally goes to the chick, this is so random. What is this orange fucking book? I don't read. Like, cool, no, not really. And the chick's like, nah, it's a really good story. Just read it. And he literally took it thinking, I'm not reading this fucking weird love story book. I don't read. And he, like, he was telling Fish this story. Like, I'm like 5 seconds away, but I'm not privy to the story. And Fish brings me over and he tells me this story again. And I'm like, what? He goes, I couldn't believe it. I end up reading this book and I couldn't put it down. And now, like, Fish has just brung me over and you're the girl. And we just met and he was just so beautiful. And like, I get messages like that a lot, really nice stories and weird ways in which people like come across my book. And then they're like, oh, it hit me in this way, reading your story and blah, blah, blah. And it's just so nice. But like, this face-to-face interaction that I had with this guy telling me about that,
so
I'm like,
nice.
How the just crazy moments. Is that? That yeah. At that spot, he'd been given that book by a complete random, didn't want to read it but did read it, and then a year later in that exact spot again, ran into me. He was so cute. He had these beautiful long eyelashes and cute eyes and he was
should've
just
got
such
his number
a,
doll.
Oh, no, but he
asked
was just beautiful.
Pants. What pants was he wearing?
What pants was he wearing? Yeah, I reckon they were not Jagger and Stone.
Oh, no, bless that's him. Such a sweet story. When I saw, because he did actually this post about it and did this whole spiel and it was really special to read.
He was.
Shout out to you, whoever you are.
Shout out to you.
Around.
Well, I just tried to bloody find the fucking post and I don't know where it's been. I don't know where it went, but
we'll
I love
to
him.
Look.
It's okay, so
we asked the other day as well if you guys had any updated questions and we've got a few more questions to add. Quick ones.
So your white bum bag and actually all of our bum bags.
Yes, white bum bag. Our friend Janie, who we stayed with, she is the creative director of Triangle Swimwear. They've also started a brand called Casa Del Mar.
Which is the guy's version.
The men's version. And
board shorts.
If you've ever purchased Triangle Swimwear before, you would know that they come in these cute little neoprene bags, which I've got hundreds of them. It's actually the best thing to pack with.
Mm.
the men's board shorts come in these bum bags.
Yeah.
You're going to have to purchase them
That is so smart that they do that.
You're going to have to purchase them for a dude and then get to the bum bag before the dude gets to the bum bag, because I can tell you he'll be keeping the bum bag.
Oh, what about Fish goes to me the other day, "You stole my bum bag." And I'm like, bro, you have eight of them. And Chloe actually said to me, pick any one of these. And there was like three black ones. I'm like, well, I'll choose one of the black ones.
Yeah.
And then he noticed there was one black one down. I'm like, bruh, trust me, you don't need this fucking thing.
Click.
He's clickety, a clicker. Clickety, he's a clickety click. Clicker. And then the black bikini, it's like a black velvet one, shouldery bikini that I was wearing. And we got a bunch of questions about that. So that's triangle as well.
You know what? Triangle swimwear have just brought out really skimpy bottoms, because we always wear bikinis because they used to always be a bit more full breathe. Epic.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Trust me, when you wear your cozies up your ass that far, your peach looks better. It looks more rounder.
Your peach looks good regardless, I think.
And like, you only live once, so get that rig out.
Another question that we had was, where do you get a helmet for mini? There's heaps of helmet shops around. You literally walk into one. They're about $30 and you get like one that's the size.
Did we purchase it or did we hire it?
Well, no, the first time round we did purchase it. The second time round, our friend got her one. But you can really ask anyone. You just have to ask for a chart. Yeah. But I always like getting new helmets because they're a bit rank if you get them from the higher shops. Because they, you know, when it rains heaps, it just gets left in the water, people's heads stinks. And
it is probably that bit harder to find the baby helmets, but what?
No, but if you go into those helmet shops, there's baby helmets.
I've never seen a helmet shop.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're not looking, so they do exist.
Because thank God we've got Batet, our friend in Bali, that... Chloe, you must send him a list of shit that we need immediately when we get there. And then we get there and he's like, bing, 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 bing.
No, there is definitely helmet shops. You might have to trek a little bit to find, like, to go to specifically to find them, but they're a helmet. Just Google
Thanks,
helmet
Batet,
shop.
Love you.
We forgot to talk about massages and facials.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously a must in Bali. Oh, I'm so sorry, people. I'm so
not fussy when it comes to massages. You know what? I actually get a bit pissed off when I'm getting a shit massage. Sometimes I just literally walk out if I'm like,
punch through.
I can't hang here for an hour if it's going to not hit, if it's not going to be firm enough or be right, or if I say go harder or, you know, and they're just not doing the right technique. But do you know what I did get? All the like spring spa and all the hours spa and all those good ones that we usually like in Ulus and Bingen were booked out one day. I was riding around on the scooter and I think I had like an hour or two before I had to get back. And I've rocked up to this joint called like the Grey Spa or some shit like that in Ulus or near Bingen. And the first thing on the menu was four-handed massage. Mm. So I went in there and I had two chicks massaging me all over. So essentially it was a four-hour massage in 1 hour. Do you know what the best fucking part about it was, Dolls? I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was like, get in. They just massaged my tits and everything.
Sometimes you do that though in Bali. Like I feel like I've had heaps of massages. Like
they just
get into your boobs.
Yeah.
That four-handed massage, you know, when my retreat in Santa Monica, they did that every day, four-handed massage.
Shut up.
So good.
Are you joking?
2 hours forehand.
Nah, so that's like a four-hour massage.
Yeah, I guess.
Essentially.
Well, it was a two-hour massage, but just
Like cramming it in because you're just getting like double.
They're just doing exactly the same thing on each side.
Oh, okay. So this was more like one on my back, one on my legs, and they're just doing the full body at the same time. Oh, it was.
And people asked about pregnancy massages for me. Most of them places do it. You just have to ask them, and obviously you have to lie on your side. It's not as exciting, but
not happy ending.
You can get it done. I also got a facial, which I got gifted a gift voucher there from a friend last time, and I went back this time and I had two facials from there. It was called Fields of Yarrow. That's again in Uluwatu, and it was insane. I got this gua sha acupressure, and they did like inside my mouth and like all of my muscles and stuff on my face, and it was heaven. I would highly recommend that.
That would have felt so good, the massaging inside the mouth. I'm actually quite jealous I didn't get that one. What about the guy in Karamas at the commune in Karamas, the best massage you can get is the one that just all the surfers get. They just plonk you on this piece of wood basically in the middle of the beach, so you're completely in public. I just had Fish like fucking filming me. This guy was on top of my back. Like I love it when they get properly on top of you and they've got their knees in your bum and then their elbows in your back and they're just walking up and down your back. This guy's bending me like, and then he gets scary as fuck. He turns me over. Basically a chiropractor, but definitely no certifications. So this is so scary. I was proper panicking, but I was just like, go with it, go with it, go with it. Cause like, I hopefully won't die. And then, cause you hear horror stories and then he's like rolling this towel up and then wrapping it around my neck, like then pulling it and then yanking my neck up and oh my God.
That sounds
pretty
traumatic actually.
Bro, it was literally traumatic. But you know, the more you resist and the more scared you get, the more shit can go wrong. So
surrender.
I'm like, a towel's being wrapped around my neck. I'm about to get strangled. I can feel him putting my feet in a row and then tying the, coming back up to like do something to my, I'm like, my neck's about to get properly snapped. But I'm like, just breathe, just relax so that it like, that my head doesn't fall off. So I walked out of there so bloody limber and nimble and feeling that good and then basically hopped on the red eye plane home and just I've never felt more fucked after a flight. I couldn't walk. Minnie just was the heaviest, deadest weight on me the whole time. Minnie. It's like you undo all the good that you do in Bali, getting all the massages, feeling just amazing. And then hopping on that plane home with that kid on your lap the whole time, you undo all the good work you've just done. But it's fun. So also speaking of like Karamas, remember when we did that Bali blessing there, we got asked about those ceremonies in Bali.
If you've been following along my story, you would know that a few days after my wedding in Bali 4 years ago, my grandma actually passed away in Bali. So we did a ceremony for that. I've actually done a few Bali ceremonies. So basically we did this beautiful ceremony on the beach. It was organized actually through the hotel. So we obviously explained to them, they're very spiritual people over in Bali and they're all about this ceremony and what's the word I'm kind of looking for? Like celebrating the life of people who have passed away and like water blessings and all that. So we did that on the beach. And it was a priest came and blessed us all and did this whole thing. And then we happened to actually be in Bali a year later. Was it my pop passed away when I was in Bali?
And you just had a miscarriage.
And I just had a miscarriage. So
we did another blessing.
We did another blessing at Canggu when we were staying at commune. And again, that was organized through the hotel and they get like someone who comes and runs this ceremony for you. So there's definitely amazing people that can host these ceremonies for you. You just kind of explain to your front desk at your hotel. It's really easy.
You have to just, unless you're staying at a local villa with no reception or whatever, you just have to speak to a local and
it's
extremely easy for them to, and that's like an honour for them to organise
exactly.
These rituals. Yeah. They can live and breathe it. It's so beautiful.
And then also if you're into doing like water healing and all that sort of stuff, I found a company called Toe Kick something and I'll actually leave a link in the show notes for it, but they do like tours, but this one in particular was they picked us up in the morning. Paul and I got a private tour. We paid a little bit extra so it was private. We got taken to this beautiful waterfall water area in Ubud. He was sort of a little bit of a psychic person as well because he kind of like read our auras, read all of it, like kind of told me all this information about my body and like imbalances. And he also said, he's like, oh, did someone pass away here in Bali? Because I actually just watched a woman follow you down from the car park. And
that's
I was like,
right.
Oh my God, it's actually like a year after my grandma passed away. He's like, she is right here, right with you. And it was like a bit of a moment. It was really beautiful. So, and then we went down to the waterfalls and he blessed us with all the water and took us through all these tunnels. And it was really, really beautiful. So I would highly recommend, him, he's epic. I'll leave the note in the show notes for that. But there's so many spiritual places in Bali. It's a really beautiful place to be if you do have someone that's passed away or if you want to celebrate the life of someone or, you know, miscarriage or whatever. They are very, very big on blessings and healing there. Mm. So there's plenty of places that you can go and receive this healing.
Yeah, they're so freaking beautiful there.
I think that is it for the main questions. Actually, there's one more question which is a bit random to wrap on, but
which one?
SPF. I actually didn't bring sunscreen over.
What?
But I know, because I just knew that I could buy some at where we were staying, but I ended up just using that Feel Good.
I love that. Lather
myself. But for face moisturizer, we spoke about this before in the podcast, but I've been using that ultraviolet. But as part of my skincare routine, I just, like, someone told me this once that the number one tip for anti-aging is to use SPF on your face every single day, like non-negotiable. And I kind of stuck with that, brother. So I use that even, you know, when I'm at home and stuff like that. But same. I use that ultraviolet. I kind of like alternate between what products.
Ultraviolet is really fucking good. I also, every day I put this DMK moisturizer sunscreen thing on. I actually put it on mini too every day.
Yeah.
It's like $4,000 billion, but sometimes I'm like, that means it's a good product. Esme, like, light foundation SPF thing that I use too is really good if I want to kind of have a bit of makeup on that day. But in Bali, I was not wearing any makeup ever.
Unless Laura Mercier also has a good SPF tinted moisturizer, which I use a bit as well. So SPF, number one.
SPF always, baby.
Anyway, we hope you guys liked that. That was a few funny stories. I'm sure we'll think of more, but we just thought once we left the recording the other day, we were like,
cool, we forgot to tell the actual fucking stories. But yeah, anyway, all right, we'll catch you later.
Bye.